You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With our guy Sam Munson of Pro Football Focus. Sammy, how you doing, my friend?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. So I'm sure that you've heard that the talks have begun, negotiations for Patrick Mahomes' new contract. Do you think that he should sign a contract before Dak and Deshaun kind of set the market for him?
I don't know that it matters for him, because I think it's so sort of accepted and obvious everywhere that he will be completely resetting the market that I doubt those other two are gonna register. You know, I think Mahomes, assuming he wants to do that, which, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't in your first big contract, like, he's gonna put that number somewhere absolutely astronomical, and I think deservedly so. And I just don't know that Dak or even a Deshaun Watson are going to have the same kind of pulling power.
So we're on the same page, because I said the exact same thing. I said it doesn't really matter, because Pat's so much better than these guys and done things that the league's never seen, that I think the number's going to be the same way. What do you think the number's going to be? Because a lot of people are throwing 40 out there. I've heard as high as 50, which sounds a little bit ridiculous. What does your inclination tell you he's going to end up getting paid?
I think there's a few different ways you could do this. I mean, the league is not what it used to be just a few years ago. You know, Alex Smith got a $100 million contract because when that happened, the prospect of not having an Alex Smith was so terrifying that you just had to lock up a guy like that regardless of what the cost was. So if you had a decent quarterback back then, that guy had all the leverage in the world. But that's not really true anymore. And, you know, you look at Dak Prescott's negotiations, the fact that Andy Dalton is now a backup, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Cam Newton doesn't even have a job. Like, good quarterbacks are not that difficult to find in today's NFL compared to even, you know, 5 or so years ago. But a guy like Mahomes gives the quarterback the leverage again, you know, because he isn't just a good quarterback. He's already a transcendent quarterback. He's already a guy doing things that we've never seen before and doing them at a higher level than maybe any quarterback has ever done it. So he's back to having basically all the leverage again, because he gets to argue, unlike any of these other guys, look, you can either pay me what I want to get paid, or you can go back to just, you know, mere mortals at the quarterback position and see how you like it. So I think he's got all the leverage, and he can either push that yearly number as high as possible, or you can start doing some creative stuff, you know, contracts the way that Kirk Cousins has been doing his, fully guaranteed. So maybe he signs for fewer years, maybe it's a 3 or 4 year deal, but it's 100% guaranteed. And okay, I'm not going to push the number into $45 million a year, but you're going to give me all of this guaranteed. There's going to be no fake money in this deal.
Talk with Sam Munson of Pro Football Focus here on The Drive. DeAndre Hopkins came out yesterday, might have been the day before, and said that he's the best wide receiver in the NFL. Just curious, you guys over at Pro Football Focus, how do you guys have him graded versus Tyreek Hill?
I think the best wide receiver in the NFL conversation is really interesting right now, because I think you could go in a number of different directions, and I don't know that you'd be crazy by taking any of them. You know, I think Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, even though he's deployed in a different way to some of these guys, DeAndre Hopkins is definitely one. Even a guy like Chris Godwin. And then Tyreek Hill is a very different style of receiver to those guys, but I do think he's in the same conversation. So I think there's 4 or 5 receivers who you could make a legitimate case for being the best wideout in the entire league. And I think Tyreek Hill is definitely one. They're very difficult players to compare because they're so stylistically different. You know, Tyreek Hill, maybe the fastest player in the league. He's just lethal, so dangerous that, you know, you can cover him for an entire game and it just takes one snap where you switch off and boom, you're toast. And that's 50 yards and a touchdown. But he's also fantastic at the catch point. You know, he's a really good contested catch guy for somebody that is not a big Julio Jones dimension type of receiver. And then you've got DeAndre Hopkins, and his calling card is, you know, he hasn't got that much separation down the years, but his production, when you look at the quarterbacks that have been throwing him the ball down the years, is insane. Like, you should not be able to be that productive given the players that have been throwing the ball his way, and yet he has consistently year on year.
Sam, you mentioned Cam Newton in passing. How surprised are you that he's one of the quarterbacks that's left out there that still doesn't have a gig?
Not very surprised, because he wants a starting job, and there weren't that many of those going. There were more quarterbacks available than starting jobs this offseason, so somebody was going to get left out in the cold, and Cam Newton is the guy whose question marks were all medical related. And, you know, obviously this pandemic has meant that medical answers are pretty tricky to come by at the moment. You can't get this guy in your building. You can't, you know, run him through the battery of tests that you would usually do to answer all the questions and to assuage any doubts you had over his health. So I think it kind of makes sense that he's left on the outside waiting for an opportunity. And I think now he's probably taking the approach that, look, I'm better off waiting for a quarterback to get hurt and sweeping in and getting a starting job than I am, you know, signing like Jameis Winston as a backup somewhere and just sort of biding my time for another opportunity.
One guy that does, Sammy, have a starting job, at least for now, is Baker Mayfield. How thin of ice is he on? Because I assume he's going to get every single opportunity this year to succeed in Cleveland. But what if he doesn't? Then are we talking about maybe that's it for Baker in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, if he has another season like the one he had last year, I think he's in real trouble, because this entire offseason for Cleveland has been about ensuring that that doesn't happen. You know, they changed the coaching staff. They brought in a whole new offense, a whole new scheme that should play to his strengths. They brought in personnel to make sure it doesn't happen again. You overpay potentially for an Austin Hooper at tight end so you can run these two tight end sets. You bring in Jack Conklin and pay him big money. He's a good, not a great right tackle. You draft at the top of the draft a left tackle to solve that problem. So everything they've been doing has been about answering all those questions and making sure that Baker Mayfield is in a great position to succeed. So if he doesn't, at this point, the only place to blame then is Baker Mayfield, and you're back to looking for another quarterback again.
A couple minutes left with Sam Munson here, Pro Football Focus on the Drive. Sammy, what do you make of the Broncos? Because CDOT thinks that they're going to be a wild card team. I don't necessarily think that they're a threat yet. Obviously, a lot of it's contingent on how good Drew Locke is. What do you make of the Denver Broncos' chances this season?
You're right. Everything really hinges on the quarterback, as is the case for most teams. But I really like what they did in terms of helping him out. You know, John Elway is tied to Drew Locke, whether he turns out well or not. You know, he didn't have the luxury of starting again a quarterback. So he said, well, okay, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure he succeeds. I'm going to get arguably the best wide receiver in the draft in the first round, and then I'm going to circle back and get a dangerous weapon like KJ Hamler in the second. And you pair those guys with a Cortland Sutton who's already really good, suddenly that receiving core is looking really, really encouraging. And, you know, it might not be up there with Kansas City's yet, but they're certainly heading in the same direction. They've already got weapons out of the backfield. Philip Lindsay, Melvin Gordon came on. Royce Freeman is still there. He's a good running back as well. You know, the defense, I think, has some more questions to it, but they've added players there as well. They're definitely gearing up to try and chase the Chiefs in that division, but as you say, it all hinges on whether Drew Locke can be a viable quarterback or not, or whether he just sort of showed some flashes last season.
Yeah, I like the Broncos offseason also. Did you like what the Chiefs did this offseason? Because they didn't necessarily land any big fish, but they did re-sign a bunch of guys, albeit to one-year deals, and got Edwards-Helaire in the first round. What do you make of the Chiefs offseason?
It's definitely an interesting offseason. I think Edwards-Helaire is an intriguing pick, because I think he'll look fantastic within this offense. You know, it's obviously one of the best offenses, if not the best, in the NFL. Andy Reid is fantastic. He's got a history of using difference-making running backs well, you know, dating back to Brian Westbrook with the Eagles. So I think Edwards-Helaire will look fantastic, and it will look like a great pick because of that. But generally speaking, you know, running backs in the first round, particularly as high as that, it's not a good investment of resources. It's more of an opportunity cost thing. You could potentially move the needle more overall when it comes to winning or losing games by drafting somebody at a different position, whether it's cornerback, or whether it's pass rusher, or whether it's even another receiver, if they'd gone back to the well and built in some contingency for the time where Sammy Watkins isn't there and those kinds of things. It's just, it's a lot to sort of put on a running back that the data says is not really worth it. But overall, you know, I like some of the moves they made. I think Willie Gay Jr. has the potential to be a really good player for them. And they I think, hit on a few guys lower down the draft that are really good players as well.
Sammy, before you get out of here, it's been 25 years and only one team has been able to repeat. And essentially, a team has an opportunity to do it every single year. What are the chances the Chiefs can pull off that trick and win back-to-back Super Bowls?
Yeah, it's obviously, it's difficult. You know, winning Super Bowls is an extremely difficult thing to do. Winning them back-to-back is incredibly hard, but you have no better starting point than having the best quarterback in the NFL. And the Chiefs are going to have that every time Patrick Mahomes laces them up for week one of an NFL season. So it's obviously extremely difficult to do, but the Chiefs start off with the best possible advantage over everybody else in the league, and that's got to put them in the running every year.
You're the best, Sammy. Appreciate your time, man.
Anytime. Take it easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.